So first off, I forgot to say, you know, getting back into to training again. I mean, how have the last sort of 6 months been for you?
Yeah, it's been more of a mental challenge than physical challenge for me. And I just want to say a massive thank you to all the lads, all the staff, all my friends and family, but most importantly, my girlfriend back at home. She's pregnant and she's going through all of that, but she's been the rock there for me to really get behind me in anything I've needed, any driving anywhere or anything in the early stages. She's been fantastic, so a big thank you to everyone, but especially her. But it's been a grind, I'm not going to lie. First 3 months I couldn't do anything. Sat in a cast for 3 months. I'm coming in and doing pretty much nothing in the gym, pretty pointless. But the last 2 months have been really a gradual build up, and yeah, feel great. My legs are stronger than they've ever been. The x-rays have showed the all clear on the bone. My bone's been healed for a while, to be honest, but it's everything else catching up, your muscles and my ankle. I found it really hard to get my ankle moving, and every morning now I'm even getting extra work on my ankle because it just feels so stiff. So but it would do after being held still for 3 months. So yeah, it's been a hard grind, but I've got a big smile back on my face and delighted to be back involved in whatever I'm doing.
I mean, City fans will be over the moon to hear that. I mean, how hard has it been? Is it a case of the lads have really helped you through a lot of this as well? Because obviously you'll be coming in to do your physio and all the rest of it and seeing the lads out training. Is it one of those where everyone's sort of come together over this?
Yeah, it's been more frustrating because the lads have been doing so well and yet we've had such big injuries this season, and you see it and there's certain games where you think the lads are doing well, they just need this different type of player to come in and offer just something different. And I was the player that was brought in for the manager. I'm a flair player. I try and make things happen. And there was just certain games where I'm like, I'm not saying I'm better than anyone else. I just offer something slightly different. And it was frustrating that I'm sat up on the sidelines and I'm watching. But I've been very positive with the boys. I've been messaging them, been there for every game I could possibly be there. I've been watching. And I've hope that I've given a good positive side to them, but they've also given a lot back to me, and they've been so interested in where I'm at and when I'm having scans. They've been the same with everyone, Philippe, myself, a couple of the younger lads who did the cruciates. Anytime someone has a scan, everyone knows about it and they're like, how was the scan, how was everything, as if it's so important to them, and it keeps you involved in the boys, and it's very important.
Are you looking to make a big impact in the remaining games for the rest of the season now?
I'd like to. It's a big question. I'm probably still 2 or 3 weeks away from being able to be available for selection, but again, I'm in full contact training now. It's up to the gaffer when he feels that I'm fit enough and strong enough. The boys have done a fantastic job, and I would not expect him to just turn around and go, Ando, it's your turn. I understand, even when I did my leg, that this season was a bit of a write-off for me. When I get back, if I do get given the opportunity, it's going to take me a few games to get that fitness, to get the everything there, and I hope people will understand that. But any opportunity I'm given, I'm more than happy, and if I get 5 minutes here, 10 minutes here, half an hour, if the gaffer wants me to start once I'm fit, I'll be ready and raring to go to give, hopefully, this club a massive boost for the end of the season and just give everything I've got for whatever opportunity I'm given.
Because, I mean, especially the timing of the injury must have been frustrating, because you're in some great form going up into that injury, so it did seem one of those, really.
Yeah, it was frustrating. I signed late and didn't have a pre-season, got not thrown in at the deep end, but sort of didn't have my full fitness there, and it takes you a few games. Pre-seasons are so important, and I missed that one. I've missed one a few years back and I felt exactly the same. It takes you a good 4 weeks to get into everything, and I showed in the Sheffield United game that I hope fans saw what I could do. I'd got rid of the frustrations, I got rid of my fitness issues. I was in there, I felt free. Had that, and then the first half an hour of the Peterborough game, I felt sharp. I thought we were on top in the game at the time. And then that happened, but it's part and parcel of football and part and parcel of life, and you have to take it on the chin. And I think I'll come back a hell of a lot stronger as a player and as a person. So it's a bit of a double-edged sword, really. But it was frustrating, but I'm back, and I hope people will give me the time to get back into it. And when I get given the opportunity, the fans will see that I'm prepared to put my body on the line and give everything I've got.